Ray Foley on Today FM.
Let's play Do We Have That Here?
Do We Have That Here?
Or, I haven't come up with a name for it. I didn't know we had that here. How about that?
I didn't know we had that here.
I didn't know we had that here.
So how's the game work?
The game works, well, it kind of started on a WhatsApp chat on the residence over the weekend. One of the residents put up a thing of a bird and was like, what's this bird? I was like, that's a magpie, you idiot. And then, what?
The person didn't know what a magpie was.
I'll play it for you, because they put up a video of it and all. Here we go. I didn't
a
know.
A magpie? What? Famously black and white magpies.
What are you saying to me? What are you reacting now to here? Why are we reacting like this? What's this?
As far as I'm aware, the story that's just broken to me just now.
Yeah.
There's somebody that lives near you.
I said it's a magpie, Egypt.
All right, okay, yeah.
They took a video, but they you can't see the bird, you can only hear the bird. Sorry, am I not explaining this right?
No.
Sorry. So the idea is that one of the neighbours took a video, or recording at least, of a bird making a noise, and they were like, what's that noise?
So you can hear the bird, but you can't see the bird.
Correct.
Right.
And I'm like, that's a magpie. Have a listen. Did you hear that?
I heard that, all right, yeah.
Sounds like the alien in Alien.
Jaw clacking away.
No, Predator. Shut up. I was going to get there. It's the Predator. He's invisible. He's out your back garden, Sinead. Sinead, that's the Predator. Get to the job.
It sounds like somebody playing the castanets.
It's a single individual member of a mariachi band, Sinead. He's down behind the shed. He's on his own with the castanets. Is he... Hang on, have I got it wrong? That'd be a dancer, is it, with the castanets, is it?
No, castanets are the clicky things you have on your fingers. You
place... would that be a band member that would be using that, or would it be a dancer that would be using that?
A band member would be using those, right, yeah.
Well, thanks for the clarification, John Paul. What's that? So I'm playing a game. I didn't know we had that here. Any ideas what that is? 0874-100-102. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'll play for you another couple of times and then I'll get your reaction and then we'll play. I didn't know we had that here. Because we'll see if there's any bird experts. Hey, Mooney! You listening? have a listen once again. What's that? Now, it's not the... I can tell you, I can definitively, it is not the Predator or any of the Predators. It's not the Predator from Predator 2. It's not the Predator from Predator versus Alien. It's not a Predator. What is it? 0874-100-102. Any ideas what that is? Yeah, the sound of birds. Get your mind out of the gutter. Messers. The back. You, up the front. You. I'm separating you if you're going to be at that crack. By birds, I meant literal winged variety birds. What's that sound like there? One of my neighbours got a video of it. Well, a video of the sound. Numerous suggestions that it could be the Predator. I think I'm the only Predator that lives on High Street.
Yeah. But people are well aware.
I'm the apex predator of South County Dublin, that's what I am. They use bear spray whenever I'm around. The big tins of it, you know, the big tins of it.
Mm.
I just make loud noises. Don't play dead. That's a common...
Spread your arms, make yourself big.
That's what my neighbours do when they see me coming down the street. Make yourself as big and as loud as possible. He'll retreat.
Just remember, he's more scared of you than you are of him.
Yeah. One of my neighbours caught me rummaging through her bins the other day. But I'm just... You know, my habitat has been encroached on. So I'm doing what I can, you know. Anyway, 0874 100 102. Brendan in Sligo says, that's Michael Flatley. Is that Michael Flatley?
Could it be?
Out Sinead's back garden. Yeah, Sinead, I think that's Michael Flatley. Lord of the Dance, like. Yeah, out your back garden. Rory says, a little egret. How dare you with the name calling?
That's no, yeah.
Sending in abusive text messages to me.
Shut your nasty little face.
The cheek of you.
The neck.
Calling me a little egret, says a little egret, as in a bird. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Rory. Sarah Mullingar says, download an app called Merlin. It'll tell you what the bird is called. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Sarah. James joins us this afternoon. Say good afternoon to James.
Good afternoon to you, James.
Hello there, Foley and gang.
Hello, James.
If you want to know what bird that is, download the Merlin ID app.
Merlin ID.
M-E-R-L-I-N.
Yeah, I know. It's been Merlin, James. In melt.
He's only trying to help, Ray.
I think I came down the last shower. Is it a paid for job? James, is that paid for?
Merlin.
Yeah, I know, Merlin.
Merlin.
Yeah, I know. Is it paid for, James?
Merlin.
Oh, mother of God.
It'll tell you exactly what bird that is.
Hang on, Merlin.
When you're downloading an app, Ray, and you do the double tap the slider thing at the side, that button anyway, to download it, do you think, oh, have I just paid for something there? I don't want to pay for that.
Do you know what I do, actually? Here's a top tip for you.
Here we go.
Let's go with Connor Pope. If you go into, if you're buying an app, this is on the App Store anyway. If you're getting an app or you're going to buy an app, okay?
Yeah.
And it says in-app purchases. It says that there's charges, right? Mm-hmm. Go to the app first. Right.
Yeah.
This is a hack for you now. There's no messing, lads.
Hack, right.
Go into the app. So I'll go into the bird song identifier. Hang on. I don't think Merlin's charging me, though. I think it's free.
Okay.
Get it. It's from Cornell University. Please hold on. I'll install that first. It's going in. Right. So let me go get another one. So you go into an app that's going to charge you money, yeah?
Mm.
And what you do is you go down to the prices, in-app purchases. Just click on it, in-app purchases. Jesus, why does it take? So where is it? There we go. Down, if you scroll down, it goes to just under in-app purchases and it says yes. There's a little drop down there, yeah?
Yeah.
Click on the yes.
Right.
And it'll show you all of the various options of the different pricing models that they will have for
that's
the subscription.
Helpful. Yeah.
Well, it's helpful because it shows you how cheap you can get it. And it's not necessarily, so let's say it's an annual subscription for €100 is what they're popping up and telling you this is what you have to pay. But if you've looked at that page and it says there's an annual subscription option for €75, ignore it. Don't pay the first one. And they'll do that thing where they'll come back to you. In other words, built into the app to come back. We see you're leaving, you're cancelling, you're not subscribing. It'll give you the next option and the next option until, because you know how low they can go. It says €75 or whatever it is. Go in to the list of prices and it'll show you the very, because all that, those that pricing structure needs to be cleared with Apple as they're setting it up on the App Store.
That is a smart hack. Hack.
Yeah,
hack. Hack.
What did you just call me now? Your man's starting with the name calling now as well. Like,
the nap!
I'm just trying to help people here. I'm just doing what I can.
Fair play to you.
So the Merlin app then. Let me open that.
And that's free.
I need to skip. Hang on. Put in me.
Is it like Shazam for birds, Ray?
Yeah. Why do I need to allow everything? Oh my God.
Is it tracing your location?
So do I just, can I, need to turn off the mics for a second, lads. Hang on 1 second. I'm just going to turn off the mic just for a sec so we can do this. But we're not going anywhere. The station's still staying on the air, okay? 1 second. Name that bird. Okay, stay with me for a second. We're not going off the air. It might go quiet just for a sec, okay? Hang on. Oh, it's giving me another thing now, another pop-up. Gee, let's go. Yeah, I've just hit allow and everything. Now it's listening to me talking. Hang on 1 second, lads. Now, there we go. I recorded into the app.
Anything back yet?
Press and drag the spectrogram to highlight a section you want to identify. Why does this feel like homework?
I think the Merlin app has some work-ons to improve its intuitiveness.
Okay. Did that work? Hang on. Yeah, that's there. Okay, hang on. Okay, so what do I do? Upload it now, is it? Here, what was your man's name? James, you melt. You've got me signed up to this thing now. Why isn't Merlin identifying my bird? No, it didn't do anything. James, you owe me €100. But I'm willing to go to 75.
All that for nothing.
Alva's over there. Say good afternoon to Alva this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Alva.
My daughter thinks it's a shoehorn bill.
It's a shoehorn bill? My name is Ray, not Bill. Guys, come on. Jeez, come on. What am I known here? Come on, like. A shoehorn Ray, you mean?
My daughter thinks it's a shoehorn bill.
No, Ray is my name. He's JP.
Are you?
A woodpecker or a lyra bird?
Here's the thing, right? If people are saying, and this is what the discussion was on the residents on the WhatsApp. Give me those three options again, Bill.
My daughter thinks it's a shoehorn bill, a woodpecker or a lyra bird.
Again, I'll play it for you one more time. What's that? And Keith is over there as well. Keith.
Answer, is it with the castanets, is it?
That's not what I sound like, is it? Jeez.
Yeah, lads, that's not a magpie. That's a woodpecker. Yeah, 100% that's a woodpecker.
A woodpecker, right?
Mm.
A woodpecker.
Yeah. When you say it out loud, it kind of makes sense.
Listen to it again. I've heard that loads of times. And I'm like, that's a magpie doing a kind of a magpie sort of, you know, the way the magpies kind of shout at each other. Yeah, that's a magpie there. Do you think that, what do you think that is?
Well, now that people are saying woodpecker, I think it's probably woodpecker.
What did you think before?
I didn't know woodpecker. I'm not a twitcher.
Apparently it's a woodpecker.
Right.
I didn't know we had that here.
Oh yeah, we have woodpeckers in Ireland, yeah.
Woodpeckers?
Yeah.
I thought it was an American thing.
No, you're thinking of bobcats.
and grizzlies.
Yeah. We've had woodpeckers,
and
yeah.
And Kardashians. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was an American thing. Coyotes.
No, different.
I thought it was an American thing.
I don't think we've lots of them, but we do have them.
So can I ask then, right? Is that him pecking on wood?
Well, yeah.
Really? So what's he doing?
He's pecking on wood.
And what's he doing it for? Is he putting a hole in it?
He is.
But, like, is he leaving the hole?
I don't know.
This is all, like, because it goes back to Woody the Woodpecker. Do you remember, guys, do you remember Woody the Woodpecker?
Warning.
Oh,
warning.
Here we go now, Jemember.
This is a Jemember warning. Jemember, remembering stuff on the radio.
I didn't know we had that here. What are our woodpecker, the Irish woodpeckers, doing? Does he look like Woody the Woodpecker from the cartoon? Does he live in a hole?
I wonder, are they hammering away at the wood because there's like larvae or bugs inside of the wood?
Maybe. It sounds quite forceful though. I'd love to see him in action. Isn't that fascinating?
And if you were headbutting something that fast, wouldn't you have like CTE?
Yeah.
You'd have to take a HIA at least anyway.
I think it's incredible. I had no idea we had them here. Other things that I had no idea we had here?
Go on.
Mosquitoes.
Midges.
No, proper mosquitoes. Not midges. Mosquitoes.
Right.
We can get mosquitoes here. And I saw a fella the other day put up on TikTok a little lizard in the bog. Now, they said it was a newt. A little lizard. He said it was a newt, but he didn't look like a newt, but he probably was. These people know better than I do.
St. Patrick left those and got rid of the snakes.
He left the newts. But here's another question. St. Patrick aside. If newts are able, like if little lizards are able to survive in Ireland, why couldn't snakes?
Where is Derek Mooney? We need to get Mooney in here quick.
Very nice, talking woodpeckers this afternoon. This is good stuff. Neighbour reckons she heard a woodpecker. I said, you're out of your mind. Get back inside. Don't come back out until you're sober. Turns out woodpeckers, an actual thing in Ireland. I didn't know we had them here. Ray's been on. Different Ray. He sent this in. Where's this? This is in Galway. Monee Bay Woods in Galway. Again, it sounds like the Predator, doesn't it?
It does.
Get to the chopper. Was that from Predator?
It was. It was at the end.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because the Predator had an actual self-destruct function.
There's no need to get mad. The Galway woodpecker. The South Dublin woodpecker that we had was...
You can kind of hear the notions in that one, can't you?
0874 100102. JP, you were asking, why don't woodpeckers get brain damage? Why don't they hurt themselves?
Yeah.
People texting on that. Nice woodpecker chat. Who knew? That. Apparently woodpeckers' tongues wrap around their brain inside their skull to protect it. P.S. I also did not know we had them here from Catherine. Yeah, we've got Irish woodpeckers. Baz says they peck at the wood to get the bugs under the bark. Their tongue goes right in over their skulls and serves as insulation to prevent brain injury from Baz. How do you know this about woodpeckers, though? Was it a discovery? 2 o'clock in the morning? That's how I learned most of my stuff. Phil's there as well. Philip?
No, JP. Woodpeckers do not get brain damage because they can wrap their tongues around their brains.
How does people...
As a kind of a cushion.
How does everyone know this?
Is this common knowledge? Like, is this a table quiz question or
why
something?
Why did nobody mention the woodpecker brain situation to us? Let me look that up. Here, why don't woodpeckers get brain damage?
Woodpeckers avoid brain damage through several key adaptations.
Oh?
Their spongy skull bones absorb impact.
You've got a spongy skull bone, JP.
For years, yeah.
Slightly uneven beak lengths help redirect force away from the brain.
You've got slightly uneven beak lengths.
Their pecking is fast, straight, and brief, minimizing harmful rotational forces.
Fast, straight, and brief.
That's what she said.
Most importantly, their small, smooth brain fits tightly in the skull.
I do.
Check.
I do.
He's ticking all these boxes.
What?
He's dinging left, right, and center.
Crucially, their hyoid bone, which supports the tongue, extends from the mouth, wraps around the back of the skull, and sometimes over the top or around the eyes, depending on the species.
I've seen you do that.
This creates a kind of natural shock-absorbing sling. When the woodpecker strikes, the hyoid helps distribute and dissipate the impact forces across a wider area of the head, acting like a built-in safety harness to protect the brain.
That's amazing, isn't it? And then the question I was asking, what are they digging? What are they hitting? Why are they, do they live, are they eating the wood or the hole? They're living in the hole. Are they living in the hole?
What was the question you were asking, right?
See, really the question I'm trying to ask is...
And you really are trying to ask it.
The question I'd like to ask this afternoon, and I'd like to put it out there.
If you would, yeah.
Are they living in the hole?
Yes. Woodpeckers live in holes. They excavate nest cavities in tree trunks or branches. These holes serve as their homes for nesting, roosting, and protection. They typically make a new one each breeding season.
Again, JP, you know, you'd like to... You know.
Ray Foley on Today FM.